it just feels right. Like, it's like a no-brainer. It just seems...
Harmony Knutson is a Native American from the Ponca tribe of Nebraska and a junior with genetics major at the University of Connecticut.
I mean, I'm obviously biased, but I just don't get how it's still a thing.
Knutson is also the president of the Native American Cultural Society, a student organization at UConn, and an administrative assistant for the Native American Cultural Programs. When she arrived at UConn, she was thrilled to see the Native American Cultural Society available, only to realize the reality of the Native American presence at UConn.
So we have 38 students who identify, and that's including graduate students, and that's including the branch campuses. And when I started my freshman year, I went to the involvement fair like everybody else, and the table was actually pitiful. It was really disheartening, but I got involved, and the program wasn't where it is today by any means. I'm from Minnesota, the Mittawakanton Sioux tribe. They have a great relationship with the University of Minnesota. They funded the TCF Bank Stadium for the football team there. They have a huge Indigenous Studies program, and they have a huge population of Indigenous students at the University of Minnesota. So I, you know about the Pequots, I know about the Mohegans, so I figured that the relationship would be the same. It's come not like that at all. There's no relationship with those tribes, and it's very interesting because Connecticut is such a small state and we have a handful of tribes. So my goal has been to build relationships with those tribes, and I have, and we've done programs with them, and we're still continuing to do programs with them.
As a Native American, Knutson is against Columbus and fully supports the change of the holiday's name to Indigenous Peoples Day. She said the holiday's name means it is a celebration of Christopher Columbus rather than Italian ethnic pride, which is the case for many Italian Americans.
I don't know what is there to celebrate. He murdered and raped and killed so many people and enslaved people. So I don't see what there is to celebrate there. I completely understand the viewpoint of, you know, it's their heritage day, but I would make the argument for changing the name. So, you know, they can have that day, but it should be called Italian American Day.
Knutson is currently working with a committee to change the holiday's name at the University of Connecticut. She admitted through the process she learned about the holiday's significance for Italian Americans.
It was funny, when we were in these meetings, I didn't know the history and the population of the Italian Americans here. And because I grew up in a Native American household, so I was on the complete opposite side. So I've been learning as well. And they said, yeah, that there's holidays, there's parades. And I was like, what? I didn't know that. I'm like, yeah, there's a parade in New Haven. I Googled it and they're like, yeah. And I was like, okay, that, you know, makes a difference.
Tiffany Pasqua is also a UConn student who believes Columbus Day should be switched to Indigenous Peoples Day.
I am 75% Italian. I also am a little French-Canadian. But I identify more as Sicilian, which is different from Italian technically because most of my ancestors are of Sicilian descent, which was an island technically conquered by Italy. So
Pasqua is a senior from Bristol, Connecticut, who studies biological sciences and Italian. She is also the president of the Italian American Society at the UConn Storrs campus.
My Italian background has significantly influenced most of my life. I've always been very involved with it, probably more so than my parents, which is interesting because I'm the third generation and I've been more interested in learning about the culture than I feel my parents were.
Pasqua is passionate not only about the change of the holiday's name, but also about the use of Christopher Columbus as the face of Italian Americans.
I wish I could remind Italian Americans that Italy was not a country when this happened. So for them to be like, oh, he's an Italian figure, he was representing Spain, first of all. Second of all, as far as his Italian roots go, he was representing whatever region he came from. He was not representing the country of Italy because it didn't exist. So yeah, without him, we wouldn't be where we are today. But I don't like to idolize someone who was kind of directly affiliated with such horrible things. I don't know why you'd want someone who did awful things to be representative of your country. I wouldn't want him to be the face of the Italian culture in the United States. I really wouldn't. I'd rather have someone like, you know, Frank Sinatra even. Just like, that's a weird example, but like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be tied to someone, so I don't want to say so awful, but...
When it comes to the Christopher Columbus narrative, Pasqua said she thinks the way he is talked about in schools should change and also be handled with care.
So I have a younger brother. He's almost 13 now, but when he was, you know, younger, learning about Christopher Columbus and Thanksgiving, he'd come home from school and be like, we learned about Christopher Columbus today, and I'll be like, well, did they tell you this? Which might not be great, but it's fine. Maybe don't expose little kids to, like, graphic details, because that's still probably a little traumatic, but... Maybe don't say, Christopher Columbus came here and, like, did this. Maybe talk more about, unfortunately, all these Native American people died because of this. That was a negative thing that happened. So I feel like if they show the positives and the negatives, I don't want to, like, say that young children should have to be exposed to just so much negativity all the time because they are so impressionable. But because they are impressionable, I don't think you should be saying, like, Christopher Columbus did all these great things because... Maybe great for some people, definitely not great for others. You don't know what children are sitting in this classroom, have Native American background, and are like, this wasn't great.
Pasqua said she believes the reason there's discourse over the holiday has something to do with perspective.
Without the context of Christopher Columbus being an Italian figure, I'm so, like, absolutely not. Like, I can't stand Christopher Columbus. Indigenous Peoples Day all the way. But when I thought about it from an Italian perspective, I do get a little bit more open-minded and think, okay, you know, he is an Italian figure, he is a historical figure. I still don't think that it should be Columbus Day, but I will say, like, once you put it into different contexts, the way you think about it might be a little different.